Let's turn now to what's going on up north. A group of Michigan writers is headed to the Upper Peninsula, where they are going to spend a couple of weeks making stops to talk about books, writing, and presumably talking a little bit about Michigan. Joining us to talk about the fourth annual Upper Peninsula Book Tour is Bonnie Jo Campbell. She's a Michigan author. Her works include the best-selling novel Once Upon a River and American Salvage, a collection of short stories. And we'll be talking with Ron Reike. He's also a Michigan author and the project director of the book tour. So, Bonnie, let's start with you. Why, I want to ask, are you drawn to write about Michigan? What attracts you?
Hey, Michigan is my place. It's my home. It's the place where all the most interesting people live. It's a place where the most resourceful people I can imagine are hanging out. And those are the kind of people I like to write about.
Now, we know that there are a lot of Southern novels and authors. I want to know, when you describe a Michigan scene or you describe Michigan people, how do you let your readers know that these places and these characters belong to this place and nowhere else?
Well, you know, that's a kind of hard question to answer. It's like the person who says, "You have a Michigan accent." And I say, "What are you talking about? I talk normal. You know, you other people from the South have an accent." So to me, it just comes naturally that I'm writing about what I know, and I'm writing about the things I observe. And so Michigan just comes through as the center of the universe.
Ron, you've been gathering these writers for this UP book tour for a few years now. Why there, and who comes along on the tour?
The first year, Steve Wigg was the headliner. The second year, it was Steve Hamilton. Third year, Don Hall. And this year, it's Bonnie Jo Campbell. And the goal really is to get those names out there a lot more. It's like our greatest writers. You know, Bonnie Jo and Steve both have won the Michigan Author Award. So it's the Lifetime Achievement Award for the state of Michigan. And I just want to make sure that they're household names because they deserve it. Their writing is really, really important for us.
How many writers are going to be on the tour? How many stops? Give us a little description of what's happening.
It's more than 50 events all throughout the state of Michigan, a lot in the UP. There's, I believe, like 44 authors around there, maybe like 28 different cities. So definitely you have to check out Bonnie Jo Campbell on one of the stops. So she's really intriguing in person. She just has a lot to say, and she's wonderfully eloquent, much more so than I am. I'm very jealous of that. So she's someone that you want to see live. She has a definite energy to her that has that sort of like rock concert sort of appeal to it, where there's just so much that she gives to the audience. It's really wonderful.
Bonnie, when you're doing a reading and a book signing, what do you want your audience to know about you as an author, other than, you know, the book is for sale?
Well, I mean, I just want to bring literature to the audience, you know, and I'm just really grateful that they take an interest in what I'm writing. You know, I find that for bringing the writing to the public space, you know, bringing it to libraries and bookstores, you don't necessarily bring what are your, you know, most famous award-winning pieces. You want to bring pieces, poems, and stories that the listeners can connect to really easily. So I do try to carefully choose maybe some bits of writing that are funnier or more descriptive.
Do you talk about the writing process with your audience, or what goes through your head when you're, you know, first thinking about a concept, an idea?
Well, yeah, a lot of times at these events, there are a lot of writers, and they want to talk about the writing process. And, you know, my main goal when I talk to people is just to remove all the mystique of writing and just encourage them to write however they can best write. You know, I'm a writer who writes really bad stories, and then I work on them and make them better. There are some writers who, right out of the gate, can write, you know, wonderful, wonderful stories, but they tend to write, you know, a lot more slowly. So I like to just encourage people to find the way that they write best. And I do encourage people to write about the things that are very familiar to them. It's sort of a cliche, you know, to say write about what you know, but I think all of us do have to find ways to bring the material that we know best. We need to find ways to bring it to the attention and make it matter to our readers.
You mentioned you like to write what you know, and Michigan is what you know. Where'd you grow up?
Outside Kalamazoo, a little town called Comstock.
And how does that Michigan differ from, you know, where you're going to be touring for the next few weeks?
Yeah, well, where I grew up was pretty rural. It was kind of farmy, and I did grow up in the woods. And I think a lot of my characters could be very much at home in the Upper Peninsula. And I think of the Upper Peninsula as the most Michiganish of all of Michigan. It's the place that is the wildest, that has the most interesting landscape. And while people of Michigan are very capable and innovative everywhere, I think the UP may be the struggle of having a long, cold winter and of dealing with some tough economic times. I think it makes the people of the UP really tough and capable. And so those are the kind of people I like to write about in any case. So I'm really looking forward to connecting with some UP people and some UP writers.
Bonnie, when you're out on tour, I'm wondering if there's an author or a writer that you want to make sure you sit in and listen to their talk.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking forward to getting to hang out with Ellen Airgood, who wrote South of Superior. That's going to be really great. And I've always wanted to meet John Smolens, and I've never gotten to, so this is going to be really fun. And I love seeing Keith. I'll get to read with Keith Taylor a couple times. He's a poet from University of Michigan. And, I'm looking forward to meeting everybody.
That's the 4th Annual Upper Peninsula Book Tour. It takes place in August. We've been speaking to Bonnie Jo Campbell. She's a Michigan author, and she's headlining the tour. And Ron Reike, he's the tour project director. Thanks very much for joining us.
Oh, thank you. Good to talk to you both.